This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When can I exit Ihram? On the 10th of the Hijjah, the day of Eid in Hajj. Exiting Ihram is two levels. The first level is called the minor exit, and the one is the second one, the major. Tahallul al-Asghar wa Tahallul al-Akbar. The first one is minor, and the second one is major, that you completely out. The minor one, whereas everything become allowed for you to do, which is by ihram, you're not allowed to, like cutting the hands or, you know, trimming the nails or to put perfumes and stuff like that. Everything became halal except one thing, which is to intimate with your spouse. It's still not allowed for you to. The first one, which is the minor exit of ihram, according to the Hanbali and to the Maliki, on the 10th, when you threw Jumrat al-Aqaba al-Kubra, when you do the jamarat, when you throw the stones, that will allow you everything except intimating with your spouse. The Hanafi said, no, the first tahallul or the minor exit of ihram happen only when you shave your head. The Shafi'iyya said, if you do two of three of the thing that we do in the day of al-Nahr, the day of Eid, what are the three things we're supposed to be doing? First of all, we threw the jamarat, Jamrat al-Aqaba al-Kubra, throwing the stones on the Jamrat al-Aqaba al-Kubra. You do the shaving, and you do what? At-tawaf around al-Kaaba. They said if you do two of these three, you are allowed to exit from the ihram. The major exit of ihram basically will include everything, including the having intimacy with your spouse. It is after you do tawaf al-ifadah and as-sa'i. After you do the tawaf of hajj and you finish as-sa'i of al-hajj. Basically, the Ahnaf said if you shave and you make tawaf, that will be enough to have complete exit of ihram, even if you didn't do the sa'i yet. The Shafi'iyya said no, you have to do all of them. You have to do the tawaf and the sa'i and the jamarat and the shaving of the head. They said, and with this, you became completely free of ihram. And again, I do believe you can always, you know, especially in the last one, you can choose the safe side. But I do believe if you do the tawaf and the sa'i, you shall be free completely from the ihram. As for the umrah, you only exit umrah, one exit from the ihram, which is happen after you what? After you shave your head. You do the tawaf, you do the sa'i, when you shave your head, you're out of the ihram completely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from...
Hey, thank you for watching and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, where somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support. And that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.